Some of the messages are subtle. A graph carrying a dark meaning inserted into a piece of artwork, or what appears to be a simple rock sitting next to a fallen tower. Others leave no doubt as to what they're about. The massive black and white photo with the Amazon is burning across the top, the impressive wall of gold concealing an almost equally as large picture of indigenous peoples. All seek to bring to light the era of colonialism as it relates to indigenous culture and history, with a focus on the legacy and history of Treaty 4 in Saskatchewan. The Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery hosted artist Edward Poitras on the afternoon of October 1 for the grand opening of his exhibit Revolution in the Rock Garden, a Treaty 4 art action. Close to 24 museum patrons took in the talk in the Norma Lang Art Gallery, which saw Poitras explain some of the history and background behind his exhibits and how he and his fellow artistic collaborators were able to put together their endeavors. The unveiling of the exhibit was part of events during Truth and Reconciliation Weekend, including the first Waccamaw Aboriginal Community Association Every Child Matters Pow Wow and Rouge Gorge performances by the New Horizons Dance Company. The Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery is open from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. as part of Stay Safe Sundays, with masking and proof of vaccination required. For more information on the exhibit and the MJMAG, be sure to visit their website at http://www.mjmag.ca and check out their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/mejmag.